Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Whoa, welcome back to Correct Opinions. It's January 8th. Hope you all are doing well. Today I break down a little bit more of my family time. I still can't do anything. We have another segment of Crazy White Baby Names, and we do a little preview of Bachelor this year. Who doesn't love The Bachelor? This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Hello, hello, hello. It's good to be back. Well, you've heard me every week. I haven't recorded a podcast in several weeks. I've laid low. It's great to be back. I'm here talking to you guys. Hope you're having a nice day. Back in the office, back on the grind, right? I had a flat tire this morning. So 2020 thinks she's real funny. Had a flat tire, and my first thought was, can I do this? Dude, I can't do anything. I was talking to my father over the holidays, just like I'm working on renovating a house. Okay, check that out. Adult things. I am shocked. Now, not literally with my hands, like hiring someone, because I can't. And I was telling my dad, like, I have a fear. Once I move into a new house, I'm gonna have to like maybe put up a shelf or like mount a TV. And it. I can do it. But do I need to hire someone? You can't even hire someone to do something that easy. I know I've gone on about this. I'm not a handyman. I'm a dandy man. I can't do anything. So I had a flat tire. You know, most people probably do it. I like flipping through the manual. Let's look what the instructions say. And some... What was my fiance got a flat tire. She calls me. I got a flat tire. I'm like, do you want me to come help? She's like, yes. I'm like, oof. I don't know how much help I'll be. But I show up. And really struggling, trying to figure it out. Another guy walks up and basically does half of it, most of it. So I'm like, well, I'm your manly man, babe. Glad I could come help. Yeah, I'm glad to come help. I'll just show up and flag down another more competent man to help you. Because I'm your man. That's right. That is right. So, there it is. Renovating a house. I don't know. You ever look up and you're like shocked that you've like done, you know, I can't believe I own a car and it has insurance. Who did that? Did I do that? No, my mom surely insured it. How did I figure that out? I don't know. I bought this house I'm trying to like, you know, do a bunch of renovations to. And then I thought like, oh, insurance, that's a thing that I need. And I got it. Shocked. Surely my mom or your daddy did that. I still got to call them all the time. I recently retired from grocery shopping to show you what a horrible adult I am. I would do it. Let me explain. I would do it, but not really, right? For a year, I was in denial ever since dating back to college. Yeah, I should go grocery shop and make my own food because it's healthier. It's more cost efficient, yada, yada. So I'd go and then I'm like, oh, and it wouldn't be healthy. So I know I shouldn't buy those Oreos because I'm going to eat all of them tonight. If I buy the case of Oreos, I'm going to eat all of them tonight, which isn't good. So we're staying healthy. I'd get like nothing but leafy greens and olive oil and bring it home, put it in the fridge, and maybe 9 days later be like, oh yeah, I bought that. It's rotten now. And I throw it away, having just gone to fast food places the whole week. So as my adulthood, I'm like, oh, okay, I got this. Kind of do it. Truly 20% of what I purchased would end up in the trash at minimum. Oh yeah, I bought those I bought those salads. I ate it for one meal. I was proud of myself, but I couldn't do it for two. So then it sat there and now it's rotten and I threw it away. So I said, you know what? This isn't good for anyone. So I'm just going to accept this. I retire from grocery shopping. What do? You ask? Well, I live close to a Chick-fil-A, so that's a problem. But also, I found like one of those things where they make little pre-made healthy meals. So I just kind of do that. Maybe I buy like some bread or something. I kind of piecemeal it together. It's pathetic, but I'm better off. Okay, I'm not wasting food. I've retired from grocery shopping. I haven't done it in 6 months. Whenever I did do it, I called my mom about once or twice every visit. Where's the gray poupon? Remember growing up, Dad always liked the gray poupon on his sandwich. Where's the gray poupon? I'm not going to say that to a stranger. Excuse me, miss. Can you help me find the gray poupon? She's like, you're a psychopath. Leave. This is Target. This isn't Walmart. I'm kidding. I like Walmart. Different vibe though, right? Trader Joe's though. I went to a Trader Joe's for the first time. Place is popping. They got so many fun things. That's another problem with my grocery shopping. I'm like, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna get something healthy, I'm gonna leave. I'm like, oh look, jalapeno kombucha, that sounds interesting, let's try it. And of course that's not very good. I always go rogue walking down the aisle. Whoa, what are kale chips like? Buy them, $6 bag. Oh, they're not good. Okay, I probably shouldn't figure that. Ooh, look at these. These are mango-flavored Moki rice ice cream balls. Six of them for $20. Let's try them. Stop, Trey. So, I've retired. I'm very, very fortunate to, not to hammer stereotypes, but you women just do, you just know how to take care of people better. You know how to feed people better. You just do. You do. You know how to take, my fiance is like, no, you should, like, she's like an expert. You should buy this because it's like cheaper. And if you make this, and she knows how to, this is crazy. Maybe this isn't a sex thing. I'm just an idiot. She knows how to like buy cheap food, make it all, and it tastes good and it's cheaper. I don't get that. That's some sorcery. Taking a drink break. Hold on, Trey's taking a drink. Excuse me. But yeah, I got insurance, man. That's when you know you're an adult. I got insurance all on my own. It's crazy. I view that so highly. Like when I look at someone that I feel like struggling, I'm like, were they able to buy insurance? Yes, of course. They were able to figure that out. But you know what? I don't have the general insurance. Does anyone have that? Every time you send the commercial, I figure we're getting just taken for a ride. No pun intended, the general. I'm not hopping into Corvette. If you want some money, save some time, go to the general and save. What is it? You save some time, go to the general and save online. I don't know what it is, but it is. Then Shaq got on board of it because he's on every. Shaq is on every commercial. I swear, I wouldn't be surprised if he came up and sat down next to me while I'm recording this podcast because he's, oh, hey, you're in another video. How are you all? How is he in so many brands? How do they transport him? That alone, they'd be like, hey, we want Shaq in it. Well, getting him across the country is twice as expensive because he is the biggest person in the world. Oh, well, I guess. Well, the general just pick him up on his convertible. No problem. There's no top on it. He'll fit. Who has the general? I don't know. I need to know. Mommy, where's the gray poupon? Speaking of family, just spent a lot of time with family, which is wonderful. A lot of time with family. It was great. And it's funny. So I have grandparents. I have two living grandparents. So they're getting up, you know, mid 80s. And they're, you know, as life goes, their health is decreasing, but they're still, you know, they're still doing pretty fine. But in their old age, like the filter, any filter, I think a lot of us know, especially in the South, like you have pretty distinct generational differences in opinion. Like, you know, millennials or younger, we're this generation, we're more like everyone's cool, let's love everybody. But my grandma was sitting at the dinner table, she goes, all government workers are leeches. I was like, oh my gosh, what, where did this come from? It's like, Grammy, I'm an influencer. I think a government worker would be a huge step up. Let's not make fun of them. It's just like, whoa. Oh, or like all this stuff going on with politics and Trump's doing this or that, dude. I would love y'all's opinion on it. What's a good news source to stay like informed that makes sense? I feel like someone's like, oh, Trump just did the best move ever and helped us. And someone's like, he just made World War III happen. We're all going to die. I'm like, what's actually going to happen? I don't know. I make a podcast. What is that? What am I supposed to do? It's so confusing. Oh. But I love being around the family. You get home and it's just funny. Oh. I don't... just generational differences. No filter. Democrats are idiots. And you're like, oh my gosh, okay. I don't know. I'm scared of you, but it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. But I'm glad to be back. Family time was good. We're getting back into it. It's been tough. People are finally getting back in the office, just like you guys, I'm sure. Just like you guys, I'm sure. I was reading this article about this invention of new toilets that's supposed to be like some kind of tortured toilet that doesn't let you sit on it long before you like have to have your legs amputated from lack of blood flow. Something like that. Have y'all seen this? Company creates tilted toilets to keep work bathroom breaks to 5 minutes or less. Whoa. Let's go 10. Any good number two deserves at least 8 to 10. And that's not rushing. It's not. There's some that are quicker. There are. This is a very poopy podcast. We know this. I won't get too graphic. Now I get it. Did I have an internship one time in a corporation? Yes. Did I used to go to the bathroom and sit on the toilet and watch an entire episode of New Girl? 22 minutes? Yes. So I get it. But five, all right, let's go. A business in the UK is hoping to reduce the time employees spend in the bathroom by creating a tilted toilet that is aimed at limiting bathroom breaks to 5 minutes. The company is called Standard Toilet and it was approved by the British Toilet Association. What? Do we have an American Toilet Association? American Toilet. No way. American Restroom Association. Hold. All right. We're going to go off course here for a second. This is a wonderful discovery happening in real time. They have a TED Talk. Do public bathrooms make you nervous? You're not alone. Listen to the TED Talk now. This is why everyone hates Americans. What is going on? Advocacy? Y'all, I don't know. I take it back. I'm kind of getting behind this. Let's dive a little deeper. Let's see if we want to... This podcast might be a restroom advocate here pretty soon. Oh, there's an Asian restroom advocacy? Did y'all know this? We can donate? Where do my donations do? Let's look. Do I need to donate to the potties? I do use them every day. Now that I think about it, how selfish of me not to donate to the potties? I potty every day. Multiple times. What? Okay, donate. How much would you like to donate? What could you put to tell me what it's going towards? Anyways, dude, we're gonna have to do some more research on that because I'm a poop boy. I'm a poopy boy, and I should be donating. But anyways, the company created a toilet. It's called the Standard Toilet. And the porcelain throne is angled 13 degrees lower than a normal toilet. So it's sloping down. After 5 minutes of sitting, the angled toilet will cause strain on the legs, similar to that of a squat. Oh. Well. So, I mean, I have pretty good trunks on me, man. I might be able to go 7 or 8 minutes. Don't put this against me, Europe toilets. The inspiration for the toilet came after there was... a consistent long lines for the bathroom, and even people falling asleep on toilets. My gosh, dude. I don't want a torture toilet. After 5 minutes of sitting, the angled toilet will cause strain on the legs, cutting off the blood flow to the main organs, and within moments, your whole insides will fall out. Thankfully, you'll be on the toilet. So, Anyways, I don't know about y'all. That would ruin our lives, I think. That when you talk about current events, this is the ones Trey Kennedy on Correct Opinions is worried about. I don't want to decrease on my potty time. Okay? That's between me, my thighs, and that porcelain donut. Okay? I don't need you telling me how long I can sit on my toilet. If you're at work and you know, if your boss said, "Hey man, let's go grab some Chinese free merry-go-round or whatever, you know, that you just go around and you just eat forever." You expect that guy to come back and take care of that in 5 minutes? This is a huge issue. And Correct Opinions is against it. Okay? We're not doing tilted potties. All right? It's the last thing we need. So silly. Complain about the silliest stuff. I came across. Have y'all heard of this? Drink break. Have you heard of this? Overheard in LA. It's an amazing Instagram account. It's a thing where people just submit what they overheard someone saying in Los Angeles because it's just the weirdest city. Stuff here. Let's just go through a few. Speaking of complaining about silly things like tilted toilets. Listen to this. Two guys talking about a Tesla Cybertruck. Why would you want that? It's so ugly, it's cool, and I want it. I'm still waiting for someone to say that about me. Oh, this is funny. I only date guys that are at least 6'2". Their inability to fit in coach is a strong career motivation. Okay. That one's... Oh, after that caption, I'm like, and stay tuned for Bachelor tomorrow. Dude, The Bachelor? It's the best show on television. Tell me it's not. If any of you listening don't watch Bachelor, you're going to watch it with me this season. Because this podcast is going to... Hold on, let's look at these contestants. I have a good gauge on who wins every year. I really think so. Mm-hmm. Let's see the cast. That's about right. I love their little bio. So you can go look at the whole cast. We have 30 gals here. All single, ready for love. Well, not always. Sometimes they're there with a boyfriend and they're like, "How dare you have another? You have someone else you're dating. How dare you date two guys while I date 30 girls? What are you, psycho? You jerk? If you don't break up with him, you're done. If you don't break up with your other guy, if you date two guys, you're not going to make the next round of me dating 20 of you." So it's right there. It's just brilliant TV. Let's click on one. Kelsey, of course, that's her name. She's a professional clothier. Is that just a made up word or clothier? Definition of that is a person that makes clothes. So she's Amish. No, not really. Kelsey, maybe Amish. Born and raised in Iowa with her twin. She enjoys exercising, cooking, traveling, and competing in pageants. Of course, because I want more attention. She's hoping to find a partner to travel the world and experience cultures with and enjoy a good glass of wine. Dude, okay, we're going to go through these. A lot of people ask, like, how, Trey, your girls be like videos of her babies. How do you make those? Dude, when those videos first started a couple years ago, because your boy was on Bumble, not to brag. That's actually a funny story. I only went on one Bumble date. It's a fun experience, bucket list. But I was kicked off of Bumble because I was accused of using someone's photos. And I think it was just, I was so lazy that I just took like two photos off of my Instagram and put them on there. So of course people were like, this guy on Instagram, he's not on Bumble. And I just got reported and deleted. Probably for the best. But those videos are like motivated by me going through these like girl after girl, and every one of their bio said one of the following: tacos, wine, dogs, sushi, guacamole, yoga, travel, adventure. That was it. And I'll prove it here with the best. Like this, I think they found the Bachelor contestant. Someone just traveled across the country and bumbled and was like, yeah, I found like this one seemed like a good one from every city. How about this one? How about this one? Eunice. No, that doesn't. I don't like that name. See, Kiara, she's a nanny. 23-year-old nanny. Kira says she will pick napping over almost any activity. See, it's all this. She will pick. Honestly, just give me a nap and a pint of ice cream and call me pretty and I'll be fine. That's all it is. She's her ideal person is someone who makes her laugh but can also be serious. So that eliminates zero of the men on Earth. I like someone who like laughs sometimes, but also like sometimes they know to like not laugh. That eliminates zero. She's looking for someone who's willing to find my car keys when I lose them once a week. I'm so spacey. And let me just say, Bachelorette comes later in the year, and the dudes ones is just as bad. Do you see what I did just there? Equal. Making fun of people there. Very PC, Trey. PC podcast. PC. This is a PC potty podcast. These are the dudes. We got to circle back on this. This is still up. Same with dudes. I heard they're all like, I'm so jacked, man. Brian, math teacher. Love singing karaoke till he loses his voice. I'm fun, see? After the gym, let's grab a mic. I can't make fun of that because this podcast is a glorified karaoke session, but okay, let's ignore that one. Connor J. He's been to 40 out of the 50 states. Whoa. Okay, that guy was actually really boring. I feel like most of the guys are just really boring. What about Connor S? Connor J? Didn't work for us, but Connor S. Well, he swam competitively in college. Yeah, I'm an athlete though. The show is just amazing, man. It really, really is. Wait, we got to do another girl. I've got to look at all these girls. I'm going to tell you who wins. I'm going to look at one more. Ooh, this girl could be the winner. Hannah Ann, Knoxville. Ooh, this could be the. So the main guy's name is Peter. He's a pilot. What is it he drives or flies? His own social life into the ground by doing the show because it is going to be a train wreck. All aboard! Pilot, conductor, same thing. And, okay, Hannah Ann. Ooh, wait. Let me read this. She still lives at home. Her parents are not only her role models, they're also her landlords. That's not a very good start. She travels the world for work and would love a man to find a man to join our adventure. Travel, adventure, literally says that. Also, lives at home, travels for work, doesn't have a job. Her job is being the daughter of parents. She describes her last relationship as all chemistry, but not much friendship. That's so true. You gotta have chemistry and friendship. What does that mean? I don't know. She just needs a man she can be best friends with while keeping the steamy romance alive. Okay, I don't want any. If I, you know, my relationship, I'm getting married soon. Nothing about that do I want to be described as steamy. It can be described as a lot of things. You know. It can be described as a lot of things. Hot. I've every word's coming to mind. I'm like, ugh. Passionate. Words I don't want to describe as steamy. Sultry. No one even knows what that word means. Sultry, the definition of that is? The definition of sultry, according to definitions.net, is... Oh, this is sign language definition. How do you use the internet? Y'all have heard that word before, right? Am I making this up? Anyway, I can't even find it. Steamy, sultry, hot and heavy. I don't want any of that. Hannah Ann might be my pick. Let me look again. Granted, I'm only going to look at like four of them. All right, this Victoria F. Whenever there's two of the same name, you gotta consider those, because that's an added competitive edge. My name is Victoria. Well, there's another Victoria. You step it up a notch. You see what I mean? These girls, the Victorias, they're not going to be on the pot for 10 minutes. They're on at 5. They get back in the action. Okay. She's a medical sales rep. She loves a man who's in touch with his feelings and isn't afraid to cry in public. Well, what scenario would you appreciate a public wail of, you know? Babe, we're at Denny's. It's okay. Just start bawling. Babe, it's okay. We're only at Nordstrom Rack. Like, they literally sell tissues right there. Cry. Cry for me. Everyone look. Cry. I don't know if public crying is, that's kind of a weird. They only have three things they really put in here. And so one of hers is she wants a good public crier. Just walking around and just nowhere. Out of nowhere. She's a big fan of music and will travel to see her artist play a show. Oh, that's cool. She wants a man to not only give her unconditional love, but can also give that love to her dog, Buxton. Because guess what? They're a package deal. That's what it says here. Listen, if you want Victoria F., you better get ready to scratch little Buxton's booty, because we're one and two, one and the same. If you're going to get down on one knee after this, you better also get down on, scratch that belly of Buxton. If you want to put a ring on this finger, you better put a leash on Buxton's collar, because boy, we're together. So, you know, a lot of things to consider for Peter. I think she's coming along strong with Buxton. I'm going to go with the unemployed, lives with her parents, Hannah Ann. Because that, I don't know, her name's Hannah, feels good guess, and she looks like American Girl doll. So that's what I'm going with. Y'all remember American Girl dolls, man? Wait, where'd Hannah Ann go? I can't even find her now. Anyways, American Girl dolls? Yeah, I know about stuff. I had a sister. I used to take my sister's dolls and like rip the outfits off of them and put a little, like, I had my own like basketball figurine guys, and I would take her dolls and like take them apart and put basketball jerseys on them. That, you know, things are getting weird early, so it should be no surprise that I'm sitting here doing this now. But anyways, all right, how about another segment? How about it's been a while, I feel like, so let's get into some. All right, I got a good, someone sent in a great article here. The most popular baby names of 2019. This was posted by Delish.com. So you know it's gonna suck, because who, Delish? Okay, we're just gonna go for it. Most popular baby names of 2019. So you know these are gonna get crazy. I remember when names weren't so dumb. Something so better about that name. Don't name your son Caspian. Are you insane? Why crazy baby names? Wow. This article starts with their top predictions for next year's names. They have some guesses for 2020. What do you think? According to the site, the hottest names for 2020 are Alva, Acacius. This is for girls. Alva, Acacius, and... Oh, no, this is for boys. I'm sorry. Alva, Acacius, and Diego. Where in time is Carmen Sandiego, who names their kid freaking Diego? And for girls, Ada, Mika, Paisley, and Amina. And unisex, go either way. You choose, man. Phoenix, Remy, Marlowe. What? this isn't the current top names. The current top names are still relatively normal across the board, but these new names, what they call the biggest climber. So like the, still the overarching, like most popular names, Emma, so Amish, and like for boys, yeah, this is an Amish loving potty podcast. Top one for boys is Liam and Noah. Okay. But the biggest climbers for boys, these are the names on the rise. We might have to do a roll call in 10 years, part two. Roll call now. What do y'all think? Top ones for boys, Genesis is number one. The names that are increasing in popularity the most for boys across the country is Genesis, Cairo, Kenzo, Dakari. This is like we're in Game of Thrones or something. It's not even, what language is this? What's up, man? I'm Dakari Kennedy. Oh, that guy sounds, you know, we say, I'm Dakari Kennedy. Oh, that dude sounds like he can ball. No, I was born 45 minutes outside of the city in a gated neighborhood. Dakari. The boys' names that saw the biggest decrease? Dylan, Craig, and Mike. So this just writes itself, dude. Oh, it writes itself. The fastest risers for girls? Dior, Adelie, Oakland, Keely, Yara. That's I think a Game of Thrones thing. Inslee. But names on the decrease? Say goodbye to names like Courtney. Come on. Says old... Oh. They're seeing a resurgence of nicknames from the early 20th century. Buddy, Buster, Hank, Jimmy, Johnny, Sonny, Spike, Dogs. And then so many of the names are like increasing because of the Kardashians and the royal families, which, and then it goes on to say, there's a big rise in bohemian names. So like I said, why is this happening? There's a huge rise in bohemian names. God, our first kid, I just want a bohemian vibe. Mama, ooh, why'd you name me this? Peace. Shanti for boys. A boy named Shanti. Also, health food names are on the rise, like naming your kid Kale with a K, Kiwi, Saffron. So, dude, I don't. Oh, it says also gender neutral names are hot, like Story and Revel and Laken, since, I mean, you can't assign those to a gender, you can't assign that to a human. It's just, words are hot this year. New words are hot this year. Like, inspaz, welcome to life, Lackerold. Our baby's here. We're going to name her Inlac. Okay, baby has a few... Oh, there's a few that are in the top spots that didn't make the top 10, but these are still big. Like Araya and LaFlya. LaRaya. Okay. I don't even. And that's enough of.
Crazy white baby names.
That was killer. 2019, 2020. Can't wait to see what y'all have in store. We're probably going to have to do another roll call video in the middle of 2020, see what's popping. Because according to this article, they're just going to get wilder. They really are. I mean, you said at the top of the list, they said they're thinking for 2020, we're going to see a lot of phoenixes and acaciases. So stay tuned, guys. That'll be fun. Oh, this is good. Someone sent this in. Y'all, I love when you send in suggestions of things for me to roast or your triggered ideas or whatever. Go to email it to correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Thank you. Every time I say that, I can hardly say it. TreyKennedy.com. TreyKennedy.com. This person sent in, this is an amazing post from someone who posted about like we saw a lot of these online, like, wow, 2019's over. Let me brag all about it. 2019's over. Wow. So here's an example. This Instagram caption reads, 2019, period. Wow, period. You've been my favorite year yet? Start that back. I just burped in the mic. Ew, editor, I'm so sorry. Back up. 2019, period. Wow, period. My voice cracked. You have been my favorite year yet. I've been so lucky to have had some wonderful things happen this past year. Traveling the world, graduating from college, becoming better friends with some awesome ladies, getting engaged to my perfect man, landing a dream job, and my crazy stubborn Stella Bear. So she either, I don't think she has a pet bear, probably referring to a dog. Classic. The list seems endless. Don't be fooled. There were hiccups this year. Okay, that helps, because at this point you're like, I'm getting married, I fell in love, and I got my dream job, and I have a pet bear. Like, you have a lot kind of cool stuff happening. We get it. But she says, wait, don't be fooled. There were hiccups. There were. Freddie was in a cone for 8 weeks. What? I had to reread it. I was like, coma? No, cone. So probably another dog had a cone on. So that was that right there, I would say that probably can't, that cancels out the whole falling in love thing. God, he bought me a ring and we're getting married, but look at my shih tzu. It's got a cone on. I'm devastated. Freddie was in a cone. We changed our wedding date and reception. Crying emoji. Okay, now, well, this year's a disaster at this. What? Our nothing's working. Our pets' heads are falling off. They're in cones. We changed our wedding date and reception. Guys, Freddie was just, the vet said there was no other choice. He has a cone on and the wedding's postponed indefinitely. We don't know. Had to change the wedding. Interviewed tirelessly. Thought I might never get employed again, but dream job score. But, you know, things came out to an okay end. 2020 has some big shoes to fill, I tell you that much. Can't wait to make more memories, learning to love my job more, and becoming a wife. Ready for another fun year. That's what people do, man. This is what we call a fantasy land. I'm very much still kind of in one, right? In this, it's fun this time of year. You know, this time, my age, a little younger, like you graduate, a lot of people may finish college or like they start like their career. They also find a wife or husband. Like, it's exciting times. I got a job and a husband. Yeah, okay. That's great. You know, it's just, but wait, we don't need to qualify it with the cone thing. Just say we're happy for you. This year was awesome. Listen to how much I killed it. But as much as I love ice cream cones, I'll never look at them the same. The way that torture mechanism ruined my Bernie doodle. Okay. I think that was probably another thing of trigger. That works. But we're into 2020, people. We're looking up. I've got some great stuff in the works. I can't wait to show y'all, for real. I'm serious, man. Got some really cool stuff I'll share soon. We're really excited about to get out there in the next few weeks. Please rate the podcast 5 stars. That means a lot. That helps. And, you know, love hearing y'all's thoughts on it, either in the review or on the email, correctopinions@traykennedy.com. Appreciate y'all. Before we go, I just had to, on the thought of triggered, you know, I'll just keep it going. Triggered. I talked about this in my Insta story the other day. Just how difficult just buying stuff. You know, you go to Target and trying to check out and the selfie video thing staring back at you and you're like, ah, who's that? Oh, it's me. Hey, I'm just trying to buy Q-tips and ointment for my dog's cone problem. I don't need this camera looking at me. And then you're, you know, please enter a card. Try again. Try swiping. Try swiping. Now insert the chip again. Oh my gosh. And it, you need assistance. They walk over and they're helping you. It's like, oh, it stresses me out. Are these places, do you want to, I buy a pack of gum or I buy like Pepto-Bismol. You want a receipt? Yeah, man, that'd be nice for my records. Thanks. Give me three of them. No. If I buy a TV, yeah, I'd like the receipt. If I buy, you know, if I buy foot fungus cream, I don't need a record of that. Thanks. Hey, man, is this just going to be all just the acid reflux pills and the fungus cream? Yeah, that. Yeah, man, thanks. I'd like kind of like to get out of here. All right, just swipe. Press. Do you want cash back? You want to donate? You need a receipt? You might get a no, I don't want a receipt. That's what's great about the robot checkout things. You can kind of be discreet when you're buying something embarrassing. But inevitably, need assistance. What's the problem over here? I just can't get my foot fungus cream to scan. Let me put in the SKU number. Let me put in the SKU number.
We need help down on aisle 4. We need the SKU number for the ultra strength fungus cream.
Gosh, just
you put the chip in. Now take it. Put the swipe it. Try swiping it. Swipe it. Other way. Other way. Swipe it. What's your zip code? I don't want to tell you my zip code. What's your zip code? You want to donate? Need cash back? No, I need my time back. You let me out of here.
It's crazy, man. But 2020 is looking up. I already changed the tire, man. I'm already becoming more of a man. Halfway changed the tire. The stranger who came up kind of did a lot of it. But I supervised and no one was hurt. So, yeah, I don't actually have foot fungus, okay, right now. Anyways, that'll be the episode. I appreciate y'all stopping by, and I don't know, I just love this chorus of shut-ups from Trey, so if anyone's bothering you or you see someone on the timeline, just remember this, and have a great week. I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. Peace!
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. Correct opinion.